יברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונקה. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Hallelujah. Today is, of course, the 17th day of February, 2026. More importantly, it's Shavuot 30, 5786. Shavuot 30, 5786. Tomorrow starts a new month, all right? Now, let's look at our scripture, Exodus chapter 25, Exodus 25, 1 through 27, and 1 Kings chapter 5, 26, and then through chapter 6, verse 13. Mark chapter 12, 35 through 44. Mark chapter 12, 35 through 44. That's the scriptures that we're using this week. And a very important thought, because there was something great happening in Israel. God needed a place. Now, it's hard to believe to say that, but it's absolutely correct. God needed a place to have Israel come to worship him. That's what had to happen. And it happened as God instructed it to happen. And that's valuable too. See, the Lord told Moses to go up to the mountain, get the Ten Commandments, stay there 40 days and 40 nights. And then he says, build me a dwelling place, a sanctuary for my presence. Now, in the sanctuary, the Israelites were to bring me gifts. That's what God said, bring me something. People don't want to give God anything. And here's God saying, hey, my presence, bring me something. Now, listen, the gifts can be any kind from any person whose heart moves them in a giving way. Give something unto the Lord. Give something unto the Lord. See, in this sanctuary, there's going to be oil for light and spices for sweet incense and anointing oil. So God says, build me a place, a dwelling place, that you can understand what I'm trying to do for you, because they were overwhelmed with everything. So he says, and bring me something, bring me some. And they did. Now God said, and let the people make me this sanctuary so that I may dwell among them. Now listen, this is the pattern of how the tabernacle furniture will be made. This is what you've got to do. You've got to make this and the furniture. Now the ark of the covenant, now I want you to hear this, must be a precise blend of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high. It's got to be precisely built. See, God is a God of precision. God is an absolute God of precision. That's the way God functions. God is not random. Harum scarum, a little bit here, a little bit there. God is a God of complete precision. You don't think so? Of course you do. Sun goes up, sun goes down, tide goes in, tide goes out. God is a God of precision. And see, this is important for us, because you don't worship the Lord half-heartedly. You just don't. You don't worship God half-heartedly. Well, a little bit. No. You worship God precisely. Yeah, you do. You worship God in precision, in exactly the way God wants you to worship him. So he says, build the ark exactly the way I'm telling you to build it, or build your life exactly the way I am telling you to build it. Follow my instructions. Follow my leadership. When I say to you, do that, do it. When I say to you, don't do that, don't do that. Live a life of precision. And that's something we need to think about. We really do. God's going to tell them in history exactly what they should do. As God tells us exactly what we need to do as well.